Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Anne Marie Gruber.
Hey, Anne Marie, how can I help you today?
I'm calling about the notice I received that your Arch Top Fiber is coming to my neighborhood and wanted information and possibly setting up an appointment to install it.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to check on the service date for your location and also to answer any questions that you do may have. Could I get your address first, please?
114 Yarmouth Street, Kingston, New York.
Okay. What you said the street name was?
Yarmouth, Yarmouth.
All right, so the in-service date for your location. Oh, so we can definitely sign you up for service. And currently, this in-service date that we have currently is October 25th.
Okay. And what does that mean on October 25th?
That the services could be installed and you can have your internet service up and running.
On the 20th. Okay. Now, what do you have to do to install it?
So basically, the day before, the technician, they will come at your location just to determine the best way to connect the service. So sometimes they may install a drop cable that is a cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, and that usually happens the day before your installation. If not, then they'll just do it. They'll connect the drop and then do it aerial. It just depends on your landscape and how your home is wired.
Okay, so do they have to come in to install wires, or is it all done from the outside? That's what I don't understand.
So the day before, the wire that they connect to the street, they don't need to come to your home for that. And then on the day of the installation, they'll just come in to put in the modem and the router and have it connected.
Okay. Do they put a wire in the wall for the modem, or how does the modem connect to the wire in the street? That's my question then.
They usually run it on the side of your home.
So it runs onto the side of the home, but it still has to get inside the house. The wire has to
that
get inside
correct.
The house to connect. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I just need some clarification. Modem wire has to connect to the street. All right. I just have to write this down because somebody asked me to street, so it has to come in. Okay. Okay. What else? And it's $69 a month?
So the 1 gig price is $79.99, but if you do use autopay with your checking account and paperless billing, you get $10 off. And it becomes $69.99. There's no additional government taxes. So what you're seeing is what you'd be paying.
So $69.99 would be the charge per month, taxes total, everything included, so to speak.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. What do I need to do
sign up
then? Yeah.
Your location, it's a home or business?
Home.
And you said that you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet?
Correct.
How big is your home?
3 bedrooms? I don't know. It's not
okay.
Big.
Are you interested in getting the phone line?
How much extra is the phone line?
$24.99 per month.
And that includes taxes and everything?
Yes. Yeah, so I think the taxes for the phone is different. Let me just confirm for you. I think it's an additional $5 that's added up to $5.
$29.99.
Yeah. And once you're doing, there's an installation fee for the phone jack, and that's $49.99. That's a one-time payment.
So it's a $50 installation fee.
For the phone.
Okay. And I keep my same number, correct?
That is correct.
I don't know if I want to keep the phone. I guess for now I'm going to say yes. I can between now and October 25th, I can change that though, correct?
That is correct. So you want to go ahead and keep the phone?
Yeah.
And you want to keep your current phone number, right?
Yes.
What's your phone number?
845 39 whoops, sorry, 338-3201.
And this is the for the landline, correct?
For the landline, yeah. Yep.
845-338-3201.
Yes.
Okay. Will you need any telephone jacks installed at your location?
I have telephone jacks right now. Do I need different ones?
Don't know. Well, if you do have at your home, that's okay. Okay. Okay, no problem. So with the $79.99 and the $24.99, the total would be $104.98.
Per month.
That is correct.
And then I would do the automatic. Once I get it, I can do the automatic. So that would be $10 come off of that.
That is correct. And just to confirm the address once more, it's 114 Yarmouth Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Your utility wires, is it through the air, under the ground?
My what wires?
Your utility wires, like your phone cable,
Above
power cable.
the ground.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Could you spell your first name for me, please?
ANNE space uppercase MARIE. Two words, Anne Marie.
M as in Mike, ARIE.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Is it what?
Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll just repeating the spelling. A as in apple, NNE space, capital MARIE.
Yes.
And could you spell your last name for me, please?
G as in George, R as in Robert, U as in umbrella, B as in ball, E as in Edward, R as in Robert. Gruber. Gruber.
Thank you for that information. And what email address that you'd like to add on file?
A, the letter A, purple, PURPLE, mom, MOM, at AOL.com.
So the letter A, purple mom at AOL.com.
Correct. A purple mom. Yep.
Okay. And your primary phone number?
845-399-4201. That's a cell.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Phone or text. Yeah, you can do any of them.
So you'd like me to do all three?
Yeah, what would you contact me for? I don't.
Okay, so for I'm just going to read the disclosures for you for the phone, email, and text. For the text at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure
Perfect.
you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. message and data read to me apply. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
For the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers by email? You can unsubscribe at the time, at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay, that's fine.
And for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Why vendors? Is that advertisements?
Yeah. I could leave it at the email or text.
Yeah, do the email or text.
Okay. So the location is, I'm just going over the order. You have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. You're interested in the phone service. So you're going to get the standard phone line for $24.99. You'd like to keep your current phone number, which is 845-338-3201. You said you have telephone jacks already installed at your home. And the service address is 114 Yarmouth Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. Your current utility wires, they're through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
Thank you.
And that's a 2-year price guarantee on phone and fiber internet, correct?
That is correct. So, as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are.
You can't do a credit check right now because my accounts are frozen. I froze them yesterday.
Okay. Are you able to lift it?
I can, but do I have to lift it on all of them, or can you tell me which one you're going to do the credit check on? Through.
Well, we can bypass the credit check because we're just doing a soft. So we're not actually checking the score. We're just checking to see how often you make your payments on time. You can bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit.
Okay. And then that deposit will be applied to the first month's bill or second month's bill or something then?
For the deposit, it would be a hold on the account. So it's the case that you do terminate service, we would either send the $50 in a cashier's check, or it would be added to your outstanding balances on the account.
Okay. When do you need to do the credit check? I mean, I can unfreeze. I just have to unfreeze everything.
Oh, yeah. It would just take me less than 5 minutes. I'm going to do it now.
Oh, then you're going to do it right now?
That's fine.
Well, then you're going to have to wait until I can log on to these websites to unfreeze my account.
No problem. Take your time.
And
I'm here.
Of course, I just did it yesterday after hearing all these problems about.
Yeah, stuff like that always happens. Like, once you do something and then you realize, oh, so it couldn't happen today or tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. I need my computer, too, for this. All right. Let's see. Hopefully it's not dead. No, I got some battery life yet. Freeze credit. Let's see if I can get in. Okay, let's do this one first. Welcome back, sign in. Of course, I typed the wrong thing in the wrong spot. Let's see. Your account. I'll just have to figure out how to unfreeze it.
Okay. Okay.
I know, but I'm holding you up here. This is making me. Credit reports, overview, money protection. I may just tell you, I don't want to upgrade. I want to This is unbelievable. I only did it, so I don't know how to do this all quickly. Should come right up. There should be something that says it right away. Freeze or unfreeze. Or I may just give you the $50 because if I have to go through this on every one of these, it's gonna take me forever. But I gotta figure out how to do it at some point. Go to the help center, see if they tell me. What can we help you do? Oh, manage security freeze. That would be what I want to do. Unfreeze. Okay, that one's done. Hang on, that's one. Login. Maybe. I don't need to sign up. I am signed up. Why won't it let me log in? Nope. Let's try this again. This is really bad. Don't freeze your credit reports. Continue. Temporarily lifted. Okay, that's two of the three credit bureaus. I just have one more to go. And this one is Okay, now I just have to find out how to manage freeze. Manage. Would you like to temporarily lift? Can you? Today, tomorrow, continue. Okay, I'm good. You can try to do the whatever.
Okay, no problem. What is your social security number?
110380722.
110380722?
Yes.
Okay, so no deposit is required. Everything is okay as it relates to your how often you do make your payment. So whenever you're ready, you can go back to freeze the credit reports, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. And also, you said that you'd be interested with doing the discount for auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
And would you be using your checking account with paperless?
Yes, I'll use my. I can't use a credit card to do it, correct?
With a credit or debit card, it only takes $5 off.
Okay. We'll take the whole $10 off. So, what do you need? The bank account, the routing number?
Yes, we need the account number and the routing number.
Let me go. All right, I believe that this is the routing number, 2219-76243.
That's Mid-Hudson?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with the account number.
200-102-95201.
And the name on the account?
Anne Marie Gruber.
And that's a checking account?
Yes.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How did you hear about Archstop Fiber?
Postcard in the mail.
Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, buried wires?
No, nothing. I mean, it's in town of Ulster, city of Kingston, so there's no septic.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to read you a few disclosures. So, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be at home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archstop Fiber is the property of Archstop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archstop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charged for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, no problem. So closer to October 25th, we would be giving you a call just to set up a date and time to have the installation done, okay?
Okay, so that October 25th is not a dead set date. There, it may vary a little bit.
Yeah, so on October 25th, that is when your community would be able to install service. So we would call you like 5 days before just to confirm the date and time. So if you do have a specific date after the 25th or on the 25th, then that's okay. And if it's the case that the construction team, they're finished before October 25th, then we would give you a call to let you know.
Okay. So, okay, perfect. That's good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist to it before you go?
No, that's it. Social Security number is not recorded anyplace, correct?
No, it's not. It's discarded.
Okay. Okay.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Anne Marie, have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.